Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Helena Woodyer, and you're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. It's the final day of London Tech Week, where we've heard from inspirational founders, rising tech stars, and global leaders. Former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton joined a panel discussion in what became one of the most talked about events this week.
Have a good time doing it, whatever it is, because life is so uncertain in today's world, thanks in part to technology and everything that's going on. You have no idea what might be possible for you. I never thought I would run for political office. I certainly never thought I would run for president. And I've run twice. I'm listening.
In a conversation on leadership, Hillary Clinton and other inspiring women spoke about their life experiences and advice for women entrepreneurs.
Students, some of my male students were older and they'd been in Vietnam, and they were just not interested in having a woman professor. And they would say that, say, well, you know, you don't have anything to teach me. I said, well, how do you know? Just have to constantly be both determined and resilient, because you will get knocked down, even if it's done with a smile instead of a sneer. And you will have to get back up. And that's really the difference between people who keep going and achieve some measure of success and fulfill their dreams, and people who get discouraged, depressed, give up, get bitter, you know. You just have to laugh about it a lot of the times and then figure out different strategies to go right back at it.
The panel was chaired by Accelerate Her, a network designed to rebalance gender in the technology sector. The Evening Standard's business reporter Naomi Ackerman spoke to their CEO, Elke Goldstein.
You had Hillary Clinton with you speaking on a panel at Tech Week. Could you just chat to us a little bit about how it all came about and what you said and what it is that you, why you got that panel together and what it is you wanted to do?
Accelerate Her was really lucky this year at London Tech Week to invite Hillary Clinton, Stephanie Boyce, Claire Barclays, and Virginia Simmons to have a great conversation on leadership. Everyone came to the session with personal stories, challenges, or wins. And it was incredible to hear the candid conversations between them. I think that even Hillary's approachability made everyone feel like we were just, you know, flies on the wall between a coffee chat.
I mean, having someone of that caliber and that experience, being a woman on a world stage where it's almost all men, what were some of the inspirational things or useful things that she said that you felt that everyone should benefit?
I think my biggest takeaway was the stories were so common and almost relatable that it was inspiring to hear people you've looked up to your entire life and some that you may have just learned about. You know, Stephanie Boyce, I don't know much about the Law Society, so getting to hear her challenges and her excitements and that it took her four times to become president. And then to hear Hillary Clinton going alongside of that as saying two times for her, you know, she didn't win, but she still was able to bounce back. I mean, these are all stories that everyone can relate to of not getting exactly what they want. How do you keep pushing forward? How do you keep telling yourself that this is not the time to give up, but to just go harder?
Why is it so important that, particularly in tech, that we change the representation of women, that we make it so that women have more decision-making power when it comes to funding or when it comes to running successful startups? Why is that so important?
I heard a really great story from a Kate, who works at Super Awesome. She's the COO. And she said they have always had similarly the same type of designer building video game worlds. And one company decided to open a platform so anyone from anywhere can start to design video game worlds. And it was the best visual representation that diversity means diversity in every way, shape, or form when we really can open it up. So we're not looking to change the game. We just want to invite more players. We just want to say, hey, there are more ways to make a bed. You know, there are many ways to get to the same place. And why not take in 100 new ideas? Doesn't mean any of them are wrong.
Have you seen any startup, say female-led startups this week that you particularly caught your eye?
There was one that really caught my eye. I believe it's called Cool Zen. And they were making a technology to help mediate menopause hot flashes. And it was almost a behind the neck device. And I love the idea that people are focusing just on femtech. It's a hard thing to pitch to a room full of men. So then they're finding female focused investors and investors that just focus on sex tech and femtech. And the idea that there's a VC that only funds female founders who do femtech, it's just a beautiful, I guess, circular win for all of us over the past few years.
Let's go to the ads. More news from the world of tech and science coming up, so stay with us, and why not hit follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Here's David Marsland with the news from the world of tech and science.
Thanks, Helena. Fast. Apple is fighting proposals that would force it to ditch its unique power cord for the iPhone and iPads in Europe. The EU wants all electronic devices to use the USB-C style of connector that you'll find on most Android phones in an attempt to reduce waste. Apple says the move will stifle innovation rather than encouraging it. An historic NFT that became the front cover of the UK's ES magazine in a first for British publishing is up for auction later. Brave New World was created by Björk collaborators and digital artists Warren Dupreez and Nick Thornton-Jones. It features black non-binary model Kai Asaya Jamal. Art academic and entrepreneur Acacia May helped create it and says NFTs are a new frontier for political campaigning.
You have an opportunity for the public to step up and say, I haven't seen a black person in an NFT who's non-binary on the cover of a magazine. You know what? I think I might want to buy that.
Bidding starts at 6 p.m. on Friday 24th of September on the foundation.app website. Twitter says it's exploring ways of showcasing NFTs and allowing users to tip others with Bitcoin. The company says 2 billion people around the world don't have traditional bank accounts, so cryptocurrency will make it easier for some to get paid. NFT authentication could come in the form of a badge or avatar that gives insight into its origins. A man trying to get an AI device credit for inventions has been dealt another blow in the UK courts after already losing in the US. Stephen Thaler wants his Daybus system to be given the patents for a food container and a flashing light, but the Intellectual Property Office insists it'll only give them to a human. And in a 2-1 majority, the Court of Appeal has agreed, saying a patent is a statutory right and it can only be granted to a person. Now, This is All of Us, a track created by a psychologist and a music producer that it's claimed can reduce physical pain. Dr. Claire Howlin and instrumentalist Anatole were commissioned by Nurofen to write the piece, with a study involving 286 people that suggested it worked in an undisclosed but statistically significant number. You can hear the whole thing and some other tracks on a Spotify playlist called Tune Out Pain. And finally,
小泉さん.
Oh, Miyamoto-san.
Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto barged into proceedings in the latest Nintendo Direct to announce the release date of the new Super Mario movie, December 21st, 2022. He also revealed Chris Pratt will be in the lead role, with Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. Jack Black will play Bowser. The man behind Mario's video game voice hasn't been forgotten. Charles Martinet will have a special role.
You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.